Advisory Council volunteer Jim Herbert is giving Homer residents a play-by-play as local fishermen run through oil spill response drills in Kachemak Bay.
So the reason these boats are involved is not necessarily to gather up all the oil at the very beginning of a spill, but in order to protect shorelines.
Several local fishing vessels are towing and pushing yellow and bright orange booms. They're targeting buoys that represent oil sheens in the water as several Homer residents, students, and local decision makers watch from two boats. Advisory Council spokesperson Lisa Matlock says the nonprofit has put on these narrated trips in Valdez and Cordova over the last 2 years. Matlock explains the initiative is cycling through each of the six communities required to respond to spills in Prince William Sound. The idea is to inform the public about oil spill response, but also to get local decision makers on board.
And we specifically invite out some folks from the city. We have on board today the mayor, we have a Kenai Peninsula Borough Assemblyman, so that we have some decision makers who may or may not have seen oil spill response equipment, because when they're asked to provide input on the part of the public about contingency planning and prevention of oil spills, they have a better understanding of what it looks like on the water as well.
Willie Dunn sits on the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly. Dunn responded to the Exxon Valdez spill in 1989, and he says he spent about a month and a half capturing wildlife on the outer coast of the Kenai Peninsula. While Dunn has not been on the assembly while it's given input on spill response contingency plans, he says giving local officials a chance to watch training in action is valuable.
But I know the borough has an interest in oil spill contingency plans. You know, our borough is vulnerable to oil spills. A lot of our borough is coastline, Kachemak Bay, Cook Inlet, the outer coast, and areas that were harmed by the Exxon Valdez oil spill. And it's in our interest to protect the fisheries and the industry that could be impacted by the oil spills.
Alyeska Pipeline Service Company contracts with about 450 boats total in order to make sure enough vessels are on hand for any given scenario. Boats in Cordova and Valdez are required to respond faster than others. Homer has about 60 boats in the program, most of which are required to respond within 24 hours. In the case of a spill in Prince William Sound, local boats would most likely be sent to the outer coast of the peninsula or into the sound, but there are some plans to protect local sites. The advisor council took residents across the water to Peterson Bay. Matlock walked around the boat, outlining plans to protect waterfowl, fisheries, and aquaculture operations in the area to passengers.
So there's three red lines. Those represent what we call exclusion booms. So there's this boom that would be anchored, whether they would use rocks or trees, they would anchor that boom. Often across a salmon stream is a real common one.
And one of those passengers is Homer Flex High School senior Mackenzie Hill. Hill and other students are wrapping up a program with the advisory council. Students learned about the Exxon Valdez spill, but they also learned how spill response technology has changed since and potential job opportunities.
And I really appreciate being educated about it, because if it ever did happen, I would want to be able to help as much as I could. But it was really nice to be able to learn how they actually use the skimmers and how the boom works and everything, and it was really a good experience.
Matlock says Saturday's trip won't be the last time Homer residents can watch the training up close. The advisor council plans to host trips in one of the six communities every year, returning to Homer in 2025. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton. There's very strict protocols.